Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is the Steepwater Band and their song Shift. And on the phone with me right now is Mr. Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band. Jeff, good evening. Happy Saturday to you and welcome to Max Inc.
Well, thank you. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing well. It's great to talk to you again. You're becoming longtime friends of the Max Inc. radio show, Jeff. We appreciate that.
Right on. Yeah, we right appreciate on. It.
Hey, man, we just played the song Shift. That's from your latest album that came out, earlier in 24 or 20, late 23 or something like that. Tell us about that song.
Just on the tail end of COVID that came out. Yeah. Shift. That's one of my favorite tunes on that record. And it's usually a regular staple in our live set too. So that's a good one. It's a rocker.
It is a rocker. You know, Jeff, I always find band names and how they are picked rather interesting. I love the stories behind them. I saw a little nugget while I was doing my homework tonight that the band name, Steepwater Band, was actually taken from a cargo ship that you saw in Lake Michigan.
Correct. Yeah.
Tell me about that story.
We were thinking about band names, and we had been going back and forth. Me and a friend of mine, we were driving over the Bishop Ford Expressway from Indiana to Chicago. And when you look over, there's all those cargo vessels there, and it said, "Warning, Steepwater." And we were kind of half out of it. It was early in the morning. He's like, "How about Steepwater Band?" I'm like, "Yeah, that sounds pretty cool." And as soon as I told the rest of the, rest of the guys in the band, they're like, "That's perfect." And you know, when we thought steep water, I was thinking high water, like danger, high water. But steep water is actually that really dirty water. Like if you steep vegetables, if you steep something, the water that comes out after the fact.
Right.
So it represents like a really dirty water. Yeah. So I kind of thought, well, we kind of have a dirty rock and roll sound, and steep water is very fitting. So everybody liked it, and that's been the name ever since.
I like it. Was there any names that obviously got the axe and that was a close second up?
Maybe Dreamwater.
So something with water.
We were on a water theme for whatever reason. Yeah. And there might have been, I don't remember, but and then any other picks were so, like, we were so not into them that I don't even remember what they would have been.
Now, you guys are in the studio working on some new music for 2025, and as a fan of the Steepwater Band, Jeff, I got to tell you, I'm pretty excited about it. What are you guys working on? And do you have just a guess of when we might be able to get a taste?
Well, I mean, we're hoping that we'll have a full-length album later in the year. But we're talking about maybe releasing some singles and some videos on the way out to the end of the year. So I'm hoping, what is it now? It's February. I'm hoping, by April you might have a little glimpse of what's going on. But yeah, we've been tracking songs, and we got four songs just about done. We're going to go in and do a whole other batch of songs in Chicago here. So it's coming along real good. I'm excited to get these songs done and get them in our live set too.
Nice. Where do you guys record down in Chicago?
Well, every album's been different. The last Turn of the Wheel and Return of the Wheel was recorded in Miller Beach, Indiana, our drummer's brother Jim Winter's home studio. We did the last two there, which we love. He's got a great setup. This time we're recording in Chicago, down in Bronzeville, in an old house that my buddy lives in. He's got this killer studio in the basement.
Nice.
And we went over there just for fun to see how it would go, and it's going great. So now it's not just for fun. We're actually looking to release the material, We just went there to see how it was, and we love it. So it's coming out great.
Jeff Massey from the Steepwater Band is on with us here on Max Inc. Jeff, talk about the work as far as the writing and matching the lyrics with riffs. What's that process like for you guys?
Well, there's a couple different processes. Like, sometimes a whole song and the lyrics and the title and everything will just kind of come at once, usually on like an acoustic guitar sitting on my couch, and then I'll show it to the guys and they'll throw their parts on it. That's usually how we do it. I don't usually come in and say, "Now you play this and you play that," 'cause it's more of a band vibe where everybody comes up with their own parts. And then the other way that songs happen is you know, Eric, our other guitar player, writes a lot. So he'll give me a piece of music, or he'll bring, or we'll jam on some of his riffs. And then it's up to me to always put the lyrics and the melody on it. So it could come from the band jamming, or from me bringing in, or any one of us bringing in ideas. And we just, we always finish them together, you know.
Do you guys get together a lot for like, you know, writing together, or is the most of the writing done solo and then bring what you have to the group to work out the pieces?
It's a little bit of both. We get together in spurts. I mean, we're always together because we play a lot of gigs.
Right.
So we get together in spurts when we can, when we know we're going to record, and we kind of put the pressure on ourselves. So we've always got ideas that, from sound checks and, you know, that. But when it gets time to actually get down to recording, that's when we really focus and we start getting in a room together and trading ideas, and then it all comes together. We work well under, I guess, a little bit of fun pressure, you know, knowing like, all right, we're recording, let's go, you know.
Right. Jeff, you guys are touring up, gearing up for a big tour. Other than your favorite stop here in Madison, which I know it's your favorite, what other cities are you excited to see on tour? I know you're going to Philly, you're going to Dubuque, I believe. Of course, a couple of shows in Chicago.
Well, I always love playing hometown show in Chicago. You know, Martyrs is a great place. We're getting ready to go out. Well, towards the end of March, we're doing probably 3 weeks out east.
Right.
And we've been spending a lot of time out east lately. So I really, you know, really enjoying New York. I like going to Maine. I think we're going to like Delaware on this next run, which I don't think we've ever been. Massachusetts, you know, Pennsylvania. I mean, we like playing everywhere, you know, but I've really been enjoying the east and realizing that, you know, there's a lot of music lovers out that way. So looking forward to that run coming up.
Plus, you get to go to cool cities like New York or Philly. Grab yourself a Philly cheesesteak, Jeff.
Yeah, Philly. We're playing Philly, of course.
For sure. Of course, the show in Madison, I believe, I don't have the calendar in front of me, but I think it's the second show on the tour. Here in Madison at the Red Rooster on Seaford Road, Saturday, February 15th. It's going to be a great show. We're looking forward to seeing you here back in Madison, Jeff.
Yeah, I like the Red Rooster. We've played there, I think, once before, and that's a great little spot. So
it really is. It's they do a great job focusing not only on the local music scene, but they bring great bands like you guys across. Hey, Jeff, I really appreciate your time tonight. Congratulations on the upcoming new album. I can't wait to hear the music, and look forward to seeing you at the Red Rooster on Saturday, February 15th.
Hey, that sounds good. Thanks for having me, man.
Hey, we're gonna play the song Found. And tell me about the song as we go into it here.
Found. I mean, that's another one of my favorites. For maybe some of you guitar players know what I'm talking about, but that was an instrumental song that I had laying around. It was in a weird guitar tuning, and I recorded it as a demo, you know, it's almost like this instrumental piece. And for some reason I tuned the guitar back to regular tuning and played it that way, even though I wrote it in an odd tuning, and then all the lyrics and melody kind of came out like that. So it's funny how that happens sometimes. It was supposed to be like an instrumental piece, like a Jimmy Page type, you know, like a, I don't know, like a Black Mountainside or something. But then when I put it in regular tuning, it totally changed the vibe and put some vocals on it, and there you go.
Black Mountainside. I go back and listen to that Zeppelin song now. But first, we're going to hear Found. This is the Steep Water Band. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.